And one time, people wouldn't shoot, let's say, doves. They wouldn't shoot one dove at a time. They'd wait till they land, shoot three or four of them with one shell. Now they're going to shoot six shell at one dove, maybe they'll kill it.
In a rifle, you put what?
Powder and...
Well, the thing you put...
Lead.
In a shotgun, you put shells. In a rifle, you put...
Well, yeah, shotgun, shells. My daddy used to load them, his shells.
Did you ever have a rifle? Would you always
Yeah, I still have my daddy's rifle.
And you put in it what?
I put 22s in that. That's a 22 rifle. I don't load them myself. I mean, I just put 22. It's a pump. I put 16 shells in it. My daddy got that rifle when he was 22 years old.
Did you load them yourself?
No. He loaded shotgun shells himself. All he had to put was BBs in there, you know, and put a powder in there. You see,
that would be triple odd buck, wouldn't it?
Well, maybe they would load, mostly that's what they would load, the shells to kill deer.
That'd be bear shot there.
They might put them full BBs, big BBs to shoot deer and some buckshot. Yeah.
I guess they'd put just that into the shell.
We used to take the lead out of a shell and put some popcorn to shoot out a mule that wouldn't keep still.
Yeah.
So we wouldn't kill it.
Yeah, or salt like you.
Yeah, well, we always say salt, but that's what it was. Instead of salt, we'd either put some popcorn, you know.
Yeah.
Regular popcorn before it popped. Kernel.
Now, the animals you had, did they mostly roam out anywhere they wanted, or was the place fenced in?
No, it was fenced in.
Okay.
All your animals, all your cattle, and all your mules, all your hogs were fenced in because of the crops here. You couldn't leave nobody. Now, I don't recall, I must have been about 8 years old when they passed this law. Our cows could roam the highways. You see, if you wanted, you could stamp a cow and leave her go on the main highways. Naturally, they didn't have no cars. When I got about 6, 7, 8 years old, they started having a few cars, but you could count them when they passed. And, but then they passed this law that you had to bring your cows in. But you see, when all your cows were on the highway, you couldn't leave a driveway open like this. You had to have a fence with a gate.
What type of fence?
Any kind of fence. So you hold the cattle outside of your property, or hold yours inside.
Well, the type of fence you have now is a...
Well, this is a storm, what they call a chain link fence I have now, all around this property.
Yeah.
But before that, we just had made out of wood. Mm-hmm. Some pickets made out of wood, just nailed them close together.
But did you ever see the ones that where they would stick a post in the ground and they would have a hole in it and they would fit a bar?
Yeah.
That was a what? Yeah.
Well, it was just a homemade fence. You don't need any nails, see? Which you didn't have too many years at the time that you're talking about.
Yeah.
You're talking about in the 1910s, 1900s, uh-huh. 1920. You start getting some nails, man, and staples that way. Instead of using just wood, you know, picket fence, all of wood and nails, you use barbed wire. And then you start having those.
I'm sure you set plenty of barbed wire fences.
Oh, yeah.
You had a big hole for the...
Posters. Had cypress posters. We made our own posters.
Yeah.
Out of old cypress.
Any other kind of wood fences you know about? Or?
Well, it's pickets. You know, just pickets, one on top of the other with a plank in the center from post to post, and then you nail all your pickets on.
Did you ever see the ones that went like this? They would lay one across the other?
No, we never had them here, locally here.
Yes.
You saw that mostly where they had cattle, planted cattle.